HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Since you're talking about this happy coexistence, I want to talk to you about what digital could mean now in terms of customer acquisition, in terms of customer engagement from a luxury brand perspective. And more importantly, how is digital driving decision-making? How is data driving decision-making, even from a design perspective? Are we seeing enough of that? Should we see more of that?
So that's, the project that I've recently launched with a lot of success with His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales, called Modern Artisan. So the idea, everything started in Scotland when Prince Charles invited me over for a dinner, and he asked me to come up with an idea of a project to do together, Italy and Britain together. And so I went home and I started thinking which kind of project I could do with His Royal Highness. No, it was not an easy task, let's put it this way. And immediately came to my mind the fact that craftsmanship was definitely something that we both care, because in Scotland, the artisans are disappearing, no? In a way, it's an old job, an old tradition. Same story for Italy and probably also in India. I mean, you have a long tradition of craftsmanship. The second component of the project was about sustainability, because, Prince Charles has been a champion of sustainability since decades. I've been focusing on sustainability since 2009, so, ahead of the curve of the fashion brands thinking about making sustainable collections. And so that was definitely another important part of the project. And then the last part, which goes back to your question, was about data, because Prince Charles definitely has never been so much focused on technology. So that part was, the thing that I could contribute to the project. And my thinking was, if we were adding data and technology and digital to this collection, also in the creative process, not only we were inventing a new job, the one of the modern artisan, no? So also to attract the young generation to become artisans again, no? So to make it cooler, make it cool again in a way. And so to revive this old job through modern tools, but also through data and technology to make sure that this collection is fully sustainable at its heart. For example, by reducing the waste, because if you can meet the customer needs and the customer demand with the collection, it means that you create less waste. If you can have the right sizes through the use of algorithm or artificial intelligence, it means that you're gonna have less waste. So not only through fabrics, materials, organic, the best cashmere from Scotland, the best silk from Lake Como. So not only through this, but also through technology, because my belief has always been that in order to become really more and more sustainable, you need to use technology. And you need to use the progress and the advancement coming from technology. And it proved to be like that, because in the end, the final result is this collection, fully sustainable, that has been created, powered by data. So 5 years of data of our company in terms of customer data, images. Imagine that now we have 36 million images that we have accumulated in terms of fashion in the last 20 years. So these are young artisans, these young students, both from Scotland and Italy, they've been able to understand our customers buying their collection through this data during the process, which means that they've come up with a timeless collection because they've seen the long-term trends coming from our data. And so the camel coat for men, as well as the midi length for women, and so on. So that's the project about. And I believe that that's the next revolution for fashion. So 20 years ago, I came up with the idea of bringing fashion online.
Yeah.
Now, 20 years later, my idea is through the use of data, I think that fashion can transform and become more and more sustainable.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.